This is KERA News. I'm Dua Hli Saikau Tao. Hundreds of people waved U.S. and Israeli flags Wednesday in front of Dallas City Hall at a pro-Israel rally. Governor Rick Perry argued for Israel's right to defend itself.
America cannot negotiate a middle ground when one party seeks the wholesale destruction of the other.
The demonstration was organized by the Jewish Federation of Greater Dallas. The group's board chair, Cindy Sweet Moskowitz, visited Israel earlier this month and left just a few hours before Israeli troops moved into Gaza. Yesterday, we heard from a Richardson woman living in the war-torn territory. Today, Moskowitz sits down with KERA to talk about what she saw on the Israeli side of the border.
Welcome to our program.
Thank you.
You've just returned from Israel. Tell me what you saw, what you heard, what you did.
Actually, this mission was intended to tell the story of where our dollars go. And it happened that the violence broke out. I've been to Israel many times, and this time was different. There is a palpable tension. There are constant sounds. We've all heard tornado sirens. It sounds kind of like that, like if that happened 150 times over the area the size of North Texas in a day.
How did this affect your visit there?
We were limited in where we could go. For example, we were supposed to go visit a Center for Independent Living and visit a woman who had just been in Dallas speaking at a Federation event. And this woman is in a wheelchair. And so she came to speak at us instead at our hotel. And the alarm went off. And she was calming everyone and telling us where to go and reminding us where the safe room was on the floor of the hotel. And we got there, and she couldn't get over the lip of the door in her wheelchair. And there we were. Another time, I was in a building where an alarm went off, and we went to the safe room. Two people came in, and it was an older woman, but very fit-looking. She was crying very softly, but she just kept crying. And her daughter was rubbing her back and rubbing her back and not even hardly saying anything. And my sister asked something in Hebrew, and she told me that the woman was a Holocaust survivor. She just couldn't handle the sound.
I understand that you also met with the families of the Israeli teens who were killed last month.
The parents of one of the teens spoke to us. The family we spoke to had had Palestinians come to pay a condolence call in their home. They pray for peace. They pray that the Palestinian people will have leadership who represent them and who will do anything for their safety and security, who will not encourage their people to come back to places they've been warned away from.
You have family there.
My sister and brother-in-law have four children. Two have served in the Israel Defense Forces and two have not yet. What does it mean to send your 19 and 20 and 21-year-old to face human shields? It's impossible to imagine. They're sweet, fun, you know, strong, physical boys. She's trying to plan a wedding for her oldest son, and they're waiting with bated breath to hear if he'll be called up to reserves. What it means is that I can't be positive that they're safe and sound.
Tell me a little bit about what the Federation is doing in Israel.
Well, right now our focus is on an emergency campaign, which is called Stop the Sirens, and it's part of our national system. And through our overseas partners, we seek to provide relief in this emergency, to help people to rebuild businesses that have been destroyed, to compensate for missed wages, to provide respite, particularly for children. Children are supposed to be in camp right now, not hanging around the house waiting to go in a safe room. the dollars will be infused into the economy to rebuild at this time.
Cindy Sweet Moskowitz, board chair of the Jewish Federation of Greater Dallas, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.